Hello and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this week's new episode of the Xbox Lunch Break Special. I'm your host, Mr. Boomstick XL. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a solid show for you today. We got a couple of guests joining us as well. Crazy Lou Gaming is supposedly on the way. Hopefully, he doesn't get arrested on the way to the podcast like has happened in the past. Obviously, we want to keep him out of jail because we love Louie. And I know he doesn't like being in showers where the soap may fall on the floor. So there's that. Good old Louie. So he should be here soon enough. I know. What a way to open the show. And he would appreciate that because, well, he's known as Crazy Lou Gaming for a reason. But look, folks, what could we say? What a way for Xbox to open up 2024. Sure, there was some controversy. There was some rumors going around about third party and about certain games going to other platforms. Obviously, that seems to have, you know, either died down or the kibosh has been put on it because there's been no word from anybody in Microsoft brass. But of course, we're going to be talking about Palworld. This is a game that is the follow-up to another title, Craftopia, that was on Steam, that was on Xbox, still is an Xbox exclusive. Palworld has come out, and it is just nothing short of a phenomenon. What could you say? Pocket Pair, small developer, you know, they originally were around 30 people. I think they bumped themselves up to around 50. It might have been a little bit more during the Palworld development. FYI, if you didn't know, the budget on this game was $700,000 US. I believe the equivalent to their money was like a billion, which again, it's just the billion yen, I believe it is, as opposed to what it is in our money is $700,000. They have sold over 5+ million copies. And shout out to Fabian, a good friend of mine that's consistently DMs me. He's like, boom, you got to change the number. Since I came up with this show over the weekend, I've had to change the number 3 times. It was at 3 million and 4 million and 5 million. I would not be surprised if we see 6 million copies sold. And this is a really big deal. Right now, it is in preview. It is available on Steam. It is available on Xbox as a console exclusive. We do have some word from Bucky underscore CM, who is the community manager at Pocket Pair. And obviously, there was a conversation to be had where they have no plans to release it on PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5. They never said never. And then some people tried to, you know, twist the poor guy's words around. That's not what happened, folks. But as it stands, it is a Xbox console exclusive. Of course, it is available on Steam. It is breaking records left, right, and center. I got a couple of things here, some numbers we will get to in a second. But I want to get to introductions first. And Gamsley is making his return guest appearance. Gamsley, how the heck are you, man? And great to have you back.
I'm fantastic. And it's such a good week to be back because there's so much news. I missed you guys. All you guys.
We miss you as well, my friend.
Except for you, Crispy Bomb. I didn't miss you. No, a lot of news. I'm excited to talk about it, and I'm excited to talk about how Palworld is better than Baldur's Gate 3. Let's go.
Listen, slander, throw it down. There we go. And it actually has surpassed numbers for it's actually beat Baldur's Gate 3, one of 2023's most talked about game, won a crazy amount of awards, yeah. as it should have, because it's a fine game by Larian Studios. Not my type of game, to be honest with you. I tried. I gave it the old college effort, but just not really my bag. But Crispy Bomb, once again, congratulations to Chiefs moving on in the playoffs. That is a really, really big deal. I know you're super amped for that. That was a great game last night. But man, talk about being on cloud nine. Xbox knocks it out of the park on Thursday. Friday, Palworld drops in. We learn that it's a day and date drop into Xbox Game Pass. And the phenomenon, the phenom, as it's being known, as the quote-unquote Pokemon with guns, is way more than I could have possibly imagined. If you are an ARK survival fan, and I know that Gamsley is, and I know that your stepson is as well, Crispy Bomb, this is a dream come true. And people are really, really digging this. What's going on, brother? Welcome.
I mean, it's like a zeitgeist moment. It's one of those things. Yeah. Like even you know, bringing up the football real quick. Like you know, you throw shade at someone who's done it before, and he does it again, and that's what you know. You usually say like, hey, like The Last of Us 2 Remastered came out. Where are they all talking about? They're talking about Xbox and how they have PAL World right now. Now, hypothetically, you know, I threw it out there like, hey, like this person said, it's not coming to PlayStation. Could it come to PlayStation? Sure. I mean, we've seen PUBG do numbers and it did come to PlayStation. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. Now, we're going to say at some point, probably all of us, Phil, Sarah, lock it up. Be what you say you're not going to be. I don't care. I don't care if we take heat for it. This one should be locked up because trust me, I played it. The kid is way more into it than I am, but I played it, and I just want to say those people that are like it's an you know a Pokemon ripoff, might be a Digimon ripoff. I mean, let's be honest here. So that's all I got to say. Let's get into it.
No, we will. Shout out to Gene Park. I don't know if you know who Gene Park is. You should. He's an absolute incredible human being. He is a journalist, a quote-unquote real journalist for the Washington Post. He actually put something out there. Oh, God. It had me dying now. It's... Okay, now you ever walk in like L.A. and you go to like where the Chinese theater is, and there are people dressed like Batman and Barney, and they're trying to get pictures with you. Well, he has a picture of what appears to be a person in a Pikachu costume with like magic marker doing like the black, you know, squiggy line, and it says, "This image reminded me that PAL World completely overshadowed the Friday release of The Last of Us 2 Remastered," and I could not stop laughing. My God, Gene Park, just love that guy.
Savage,
he's amazing. But
let's absolute savage,
absolutely. Web Dave, what's going on, brother? Welcome back. Last night I popped into the show. You're having Kay Asante. You got Colt Eastwood. You and Retri knocking out of the park. I saw almost 400 people in the chat. It might have even gotten more since I left. Congratulations on the success yesterday. Great show. We'll listen to it as I'm doing the wash tomorrow, as I normally do. How you feeling, brother? Welcome back.
Feeling really good, and boom, thank you so much for popping in the chat. Of course, we all said hello to you.
I know you did. I appreciate it.
So yeah, it was it's always great to see you there. And I mean this, the support you give all of us in the community, every single one of us is second to none. And
thank you, sir.
I can't thank you enough for that. The show was great. Colt was great. He even said he'd like to come back sometime. So that was good. Awesome. After we were all said and done. So someday, but yeah. Great show. Check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll push that on the back end. And Fuzzy Belvedere, a man that's been here, there, and everywhere. I listened to FSP's Friday show on my way up to hang out with my brother and my two friends on Saturday night. Phenomenal show. You have a lot of great things to say. Welcome back, brother. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Glad to be here with you guys. Glad we got a special guest with Gamesley on here today. Man. Xbox is killing it right now, and a lot of people are mad, whether it's mad because of PAL World or mad because of motion sickness or whatever, but jealousy. I'm pretty sure we'll get into it.
Oh, jealousy is definitely at the crux of this. I mean, listen, look, before we get into the actual fun aspect of it, this is when the police officer in me comes out, and I kind of want to do like the public service announcement message for anyone that I doubt is in this chat, but may listen to the show. I don't know. Maybe they'll listen to it. I don't know. Hate listen, whatever. One of the things, one of the big things that came out of Pow World, and of course their community manager Bucky, as he's known on, is it's at Bucky_CM, which is of course community manager. A lot of people sending death threats from the PlayStation side and from the Nintendo side, and some of the reasoning is, well, it's not on my preferred platform, so you need to die, which is, it's really scary. Like, we laugh about it, and you know, you chalk it up as just stupidity, but these are real people. These are real developers. I doubt anyone's going to fly out to Japan to hurt these people, and I think that if you are one of these gamers that have like this, like there's something that there's a switch that did not get clicked off. I say that if you are having like these kinds of thoughts over a game, and this is where the seriousness comes out, go sit down and talk it out with somebody. Honestly, there's something wrong with you, and I'm not making light of the conversation at all. I'm saying that if you have taken the time to make a death threat to a community manager and the team he represents because one or two things, it looks like Pokemon, it's not fair that I don't have it on my console of choice, you need to seriously look in the mirror and understand that you have a freaking problem and that there is something that is wrong with you that medication and sitting down and talking on a couch with somebody might be able to curb. Because you do these death threats and you think that you're unscathable. I'm here to tell you, as former law enforcement, you start making these threats, you will get caught. You will go to jail. They do have your ISP information. They will. And if it's a really heinous death threat and someone really makes a big deal over it, as they should, you will go to jail for stupidity. You're going to ruin your life. Don't be a moron. And straight up, if you're in the chat and you're bothered by this, maybe you need to step off. Go call 988. It's a hotline for anyone that needs somebody to talk to. Do it. You honestly really need to sit down with somebody and express these feelings of hatred and the idea of hurting someone over something as stupid as a video game. There's a serious problem. But that's as far as I'm going to take it, folks. Again, I just had to talk about it because it is a big part of the conversation. Death threats over a freaking video game. Wow. Like, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. But keeping with Pow World, folks, we got to talk numbers. We got to get into the numbers here. First of all, Pow World this morning has tweeted, and this comes the way of how long ago was this tweet? This was a couple of hours ago. It already has 1 million views, which is not surprising. 15,000 likes, 2.2K retweets, nearly 700 responses. They have sold through, folks, 5+ million copies in only 3 days. Pocket Pair has struck the zeitgeist conversation with this game. Obviously, this is a sequel, or it's a follow-up to their first game, Craftopia, which was very Zelda Breath of the Wild. I never played it. I know that it was in Game Pass in preview. My brother played it. My brother's playing this right now. I'm 2 hours in, and I can assure you that I'm probably not going back because these kinds of games are just not for me. If it would have been just straight up like a Pokemon game without having to eat and, you know, not be cold and things of that nature, that, you know, the survival stuff is just never been, I don't have the time. So originally I thought it was like, wow, this is going to be like Animal Crossing. I can get into this. Mrs. Boom and I played all the time. It's not, it's a little
oh,
bit.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no, a little it's bit not. Too much for me. Yeah, no, it's, that's what I thought, but I was sadly mistaken after I was freezing and I got down to one hit point. I'm like, yep, this is just not for me. It's
man. Fun. Now to think about it, that should be the next one, right? Yeah. Can you hear maybe Animal Crossing music in the background with guns?
Boom! It's pretty easy to build a torch. I'm just saying.
No, I did. I did. I built a torch. Everything. I built a little fire pit and everything. And it's just just not for me. I get it, but I am going to say that I'm thrilled that this game has seen so much conversation, so much talk. But 5 million sold. Well, what does that mean? What does that actually mean? Well, that's not actually the number that I really kind of want to talk about. I want to talk about specifically two things, guys. One of which is, PAL World has surpassed 1.57 million concurrent players on Steam, and it is now the third most played game on the platform ever. Like, you know, this is a really, really, really big deal. I honestly cannot believe what I'm seeing. And FYI, like I said, I'm all about stats, right? You're gonna come to the show and we're gonna talk about video games, but I kind of like having context with this, Gamsley. And okay, so what are 1 and 2? Well, number one of all time on Steam is PUBG Battlegrounds, and it had 3.257,248. So 3.2 million concurrent players. That is number one. Number two, which right now PAL World is about under 300,000 away from taking over that spot, and that is Counter-Strike 2 at 1.818 million concurrent players. So nearly 2 million players were playing Counter-Strike 2, which that's no surprise because, well, people still play Counter-Strike 1. Gamsley, you know, a conversation was had by a good friend of the show, Wolf of Darkness. He asks a question on Twitter. It's gotten a significant amount of traction. And he says this, hashtag Microsoft, hashtag Xbox would benefit from acquiring Pocket Pair, this studio behind Craftopia and PAL World. This addition could seamlessly be integrated into the Xbox family, and their existing partnership is already commendable. Now, they do have a very close working relationship, which is why PAL World is in Xbox Game Pass. Of course, they got a bag of money for that. And I believe that there's some back-end stuff. The more people to play, the more money they continue to get. And obviously, the numbers are going through the roof. Two things here, Gamsley. Are you surprised by the success of PAL World? And more importantly, do you think that this is a studio that would Microsoft should consider entertaining acquiring?
Okay, well, first off, huge congratulations to these guys, right? Came out of nowhere. Can I just say that Counter-Strike, first off, is one of the most culturally relevant games of all time on PC.
Indeed.
Just putting context there. Second thing is PUBG is also contextually just one of the biggest PC games ever to be made and set off a huge, gigantic genre, right? It is so definable. It's so easy to recognize. Those two games are gigantic. I'm so surprised that this lands on number three. Now, to lead up to the question, I don't know if I want them to buy these guys. They seem to have a really tight-knit relationship already, and Xbox should kind of look, if they want to buy something or get really cozy and really close to Japanese companies, they should kind of look at the other people like Sega and Capcom and all this. If they want to make it more gigantic, like a big, big splash, I think those other companies, you know, offer a lot more. This, like, you want a quality studio that puts out quality and original IP for Game Pass and et cetera, et cetera. This is too close to, like, I want you to be a little bit more original with your studios, and this is already, you know, not what I'm looking for Xbox to acquire. But cozy up next to, get in bed with, have a partnership, yes, definitely. Like, you look at the other side and you see Genshin Impact, do that, you know, do that stuff, cozy up to them. PlayStation didn't need to acquire the Genshin Impact people to keep that thing on their platform as long as possible and make a splash in a certain region. And I think Xbox could do the same. I think they just stick to their guns, do what they're doing. They're obviously making huge partnerships everywhere in Japan. This is one of them. Keep it associated, but I don't think you need to purchase it. I think your umbrella is strong and your umbrella has a lot of quality there. And I think you need that quality bar. And I don't really think this hits the quality bar. So just stay with them. it's going to be a cult hit, good to associate your name with, like on the side, side chick kind of vibes. But keep it there, you know. I'm really proud of it. I love this thing. Yeah, I'm going to pass it on to the other panel members there.
Great stuff, that's brother. And you know something, you're not wrong. You're not wrong because not every studio Microsoft has to acquire. So you're onto something here. Paling up, as you say, is actually a good way. And they're already there. They're already in a good place where Craftopia released into Game Pass day and date, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is another winner for them. I'd love to see and I think that when you see this kind of success, it really does. And again, we're not getting into it, but it does poo-poo, like, for instance, what the FTC mm-hmm. is banking on, trying to still block this deal as, oh, they're going to corner the market. No, this is a small yes. team of 50 people that have now made a game. That
can I
has,
speak on that? I'm sorry. Can I, just for a
yeah. second, we're not really going to get too much into it, though.
Oh, no. You know, this one game is why the monopoly talk in video games was a little bit overblown, right? Oh, yeah. Because you see that anyone could come out of nowhere for a big splash. And this is like one of the stories, right? It's nowhere near the monopoly. And the second thing I kind of want to say is that, you know, PlayStation, this isn't a monetized game, you know, and PlayStation, I don't think you have to worry about PlayStation swooping in and taking these guys. They're not in danger to be acquired. I don't think PlayStation wants these dudes because they're not monetizing this game. Sure, the sales is going to be a big plus for them if they were to like buddy and like buy them or something. But, you know, they're not in danger to being bought. Xbox does not need to buy these guys. Just saying. No, they really don't need to. No.
I think it's a fair point. And like I said, Sony is they're in a bit of a pickle right now because they some news came out this morning. And again, we're not going to cover it here today because it is it's about them acquiring that company from India regarding streaming. Mm-hmm. And they have officially backed out of the deal. And now there is a big fight for a significant amount. I think it's like $90 million that Sony is trying to say that they owe them. They've been trying for this acquisition for 2 years and has officially fallen apart. I read quickly about it, but you know, it's just more bad news for Sony. No matter they seem to have stepped on a landmine going back about a year, and they have never recovered since. And they are definitely a different studio. But before we get into bringing Crispy Bomb into the conversation, Crazy Lou Gaming has made his return. The gaming gods has smiled down on us. You weren't arrested on your way here.
Oh, no. I rushed, man. I said, I got to come on. Let's go. So I rushed over here to join you guys. What's up, panel? Missed you all. Happy
missed you New as well.
Year. Happy New Year, even though it's a bit late, but hey.
Yeah, let's get this better late than never, though, kind sir. It's good to have you here. Real quick, Crispy Bomb, before we bring you in, I got to catch up on some super chats here. Andre Doyle, generous friend of the program, drops an outstanding $2 super chat and says, RoboCop and Unreal Engine 5 is amazing. Hellblade 2, wow. Yeah, absolutely. Well, RoboCop is one of the unsung heroes of 2023. If you missed out on that game, it is phenomenal. And of course, Hellblade 2, what could you say? You saw it in for yourself. Again, it just looks amazing. Sir X-Men drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, will IGN give Pal World the Xbox tax or be fair? Well, someone had tweeted something that I don't know if this was real, but apparently
they already gave it a score, no? They already previewed it at 8. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm not so much about that. It's just that, you know, someone had tweeted something about grown men trying to be relevant. And apparently they had they had Xbox and PlayStation, Pal World being on the Xbox and a black square for PlayStation. And they kind of did that for God of War with Xbox a couple of years ago. And it didn't go over well with the community. And I'm going to be honest with you. I just think that's trashy. We know it's not on PlayStation. Big surprise. Mm-hmm. And I think that them doing that just goes to show you that they are just a bunch of wet blankets over at IGN. Sorry, they really are. I just think they're just trying to stay relevant and stoking the fires of console war is gross. Sorry, it just is. And you shouldn't pay them any attention. Put them on the pain of mind list. I have.
They did one article on the servers, though. They tried to do an Xbox tax thing about the dedicated servers on Xbox, but people understand that this game isn't going to have those for some time. It's a whole different model, much like most survival games, but that got kind of shut down.
I didn't even see that, so I guess it got poo-pooed rather quickly. Again, that's IGN for you. You know, just always trying to dunk on Xbox, and, you know, F them. They're just garbage. They're garbage media. Don't pay them any attention. Adidas 20-0 drops a very generous $5 super chat, and he says, there's pony pandemonium in the streets. Indeed, there is. And RC Polygons drops a very generous $10 super chat and says, Hazador Gaming tweeted that Piranha Bytes, folks behind Elex and Gothic, might be closed. A few devs were laid off by Embracer Group back in December. I'm worried about Crystal and Eidos. Look, I don't know what's happening at Embracer other than there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs. They certainly bit off more than they can chew. Embracer as a company is in a bit of a pickle. As for Crystal Dynamics and Eidos Montreal, I can assure you that they did have some layoffs, which is very sad. You never want to see anyone lose their job. Before they were closed, I'm again, this is an assumption, so please don't be like, hey, boom, he said it, it's happening. I would assume that Microsoft would swoop in and pick up these two developers. And I think they already have, or they're in the process of doing so. That's my personal opinion, because both of those studios are legendary, amazing studios, and both of them are working on two monster IPs, both in Perfect Dark and Fable. So they have a connection to Xbox, and I believe, we've talked about this before, there is something to be said about the relationship between Phil Spencer, head of Microsoft Gaming, and the owner and operator and CEO of course, of Embracer, which is Lars. They're good friends. Trust me, I don't think that's going to happen. Oh, shout out to Highland 001, who's become a new member. Brother, that is very kind of you, on top of everything you already do for the channel. So thank you so much for that. But Crispy Bomb, let's talk about Power World, because apparently your stepson is over the moon over it. And, well, you're not surprised, are you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I said, you know, this is like Ark, Fortnite, and Pokemon had a baby. And he said, no, it's actually, he feels like it also has Breath of the Wild in there.
It does. It absolutely does.
And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, he literally looked at me and he's like, I'm going to be at school today, which he's at school right now. And all I'm going to be thinking about is playing this game because it's absolutely hilarious. And I said, why? Why would you, you know, like, hilarious? He's like, we need some humor in this world. And that's what he said to me. And I'm like, yeah, we do, actually. So, I mean, I played a little bit of it. Not enough to, like, really, like, give you a critique or anything. I will say, his experience is totally different from mine. He's on PC. I was playing on Xbox. There is a disparity in some way. But it's still, I don't know. It brings out like some nostalgia to me with like how stupid everything is and how, you know, it's not supposed to be that good, but it feels that good. It's hard to describe because they're doing things that I've seen before, but they're making it their own. I don't know. I mean, we've seen this before. You know what I mean? We've seen this before. I mean, it's in preview. Okay. So like people are like, oh, this is a game of the year. Technically it hasn't fully released yet. For them to do that is actually really smart because it's almost giving this Minecraft-esque status to it. It, you know, Minecraft really launched in a totally different state than what it is today. And I feel like they're going to continue to support this. And that's where I go and say, like, you know, that person said this. They didn't say they wasn't going to come to PlayStation. But if you have that dev studio, even if Microsoft throws the bag there, you're not going to have the time. You're going to be, you know, with 5 million people that purchase this game at a reasonable price, by the way, on Steam. And then
yeah, 30 bucks us, for the
crazy. And then us, you know, Xbox gamers playing it on Game Pass, which was smart as hell. Then now all of a sudden you can market this game. Like, it almost feels like what I've seen when, like, Call of Duty really got its legs, or even Madden back in the day. Like, the casuals can look at this game and say, I get something, I can play the way I want. And that's even with my small, like, it's probably 3 hours I played on it. I was like, you know, if you're a Pokemon fan, you're going to go for all and anything you can grab. You're going to get in that Pokeball and you're going to do whatever. You know what I mean? What's a Pal Ball? I mean, it's funny because, you know, they're going about this way, but then you bring guns into it. And then on top of that, it's not like this linear thought process. It's more like, okay, like, I release, you know, the Mew version of Pal World and he goes and attacks this thing and he just keeps attacking it. And I'm just sitting there and I'm laughing hard. Now, yes, I had a few glitches. You know, I had one where I couldn't move, and it ticked me off because I was getting to a point where I was like, okay, I'm starting to understand the controls, how to play the game. But that was on Xbox. He is having no experience like that on PC. And that's where I go and say, the reason why they went to preview on Xbox, it's easier to code for Xbox to PC than it is for PlayStation to PC. And that's, I was like sitting there and I'm like, why? Why would they like not go for the biggest console? And they're like, nah, we don't really care about that. Xbox just made it easier. And that's, mm-hmm. that's where I'm like, okay. I mean, Ark did the same things. What's the other game? I can't remember. It's basically a Destiny clone. I'm losing my thought on that.
Oh, you're talking about the one by
Anthem?
Riders?
Anthem?
No. No. I know.
No, it's God damn it.
I can't remember either.
Over from Ubisoft?
But they went free to play.
Oh, Vanguard.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's with the B.
No.
It is with a V, I think.
Yes. It's free to play game.
Valheim?
It's basically a total Destiny, but it almost came out before Destiny, and then Destiny, like, it was like right around the same exact time. So they already developed it. And it's just like, you look at PUBG and what it's
Valorant.
Done.
Valorant.
Yeah.
Who actually said that? That was Scarlet Scarab, actually, in the chat, actually is the first one to come to that. So thank you so much for that, Scarab. Super appreciate it.
But that's like the way they're like, literally, they're like, the servers are not handling this. And this is through Epic, by the way. They're using Epic for most of this stuff. So I say, like, the logic in what is going to be important has nothing to do with graphics. It is what is fun. It is what is bringing, like, some of us, like, our, you know, old heads that are big gamers for years, being like, man, you are kind of hitting all the points. Like, I can't ignore this. And then you have the young ones like, I've never experienced anything like this, and I love Pokemon, or I love this part, or I love that part. I love the building aspect. I love all of this. It's almost like what we felt like with Grounded, and Grounded clearly is successful, but you add, you know, throwing the Pokeball. I'm still going to call it Pokeball. Throwing the Pokeball and be like, I got you where I don't. And then you got to you know, continue and not try to kill them, but try to get them right at the end.
Get them weak and then throw the ball at them. I did capture one. I got the little lamb thing. I got one.
And then you're running by and it's like meow, meow, meow. And then it's like, bah, bah. And then you're like, oh, where are you at? And then all of a sudden they start attacking you too, which is cool as hell.
The sound design is like, it's so good and bad it's at the great, same time. Yeah. Yes. Lovely. It's so bad and it's funny.
You go and look at these PlayStation gamers like, well, the graphics aren't there. I don't care about the graphics.
It's not about the graphics, dude. Come on.
Because at the end of the day, the amount of work they put in this game already, and it's in preview.
Let's be honest. It's only 3 days
old. That's where I go and say, like, they have the capability to do whatever. And that's where I go and say, like, I'm with Gamesley. I don't think that they should purchase them. I think they should just throw the bag there over there real quick. And say, you know what, keep this exclusive. Worry about
Xbox. They're probably working on that right now, dude. Honestly,
Xbox and PC. Yeah. It is good enough. We'll throw you some money. Just keep it there. We're not telling you. Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, like Phil might be like, we're not telling you not to do it, but we already see the fruits of our labor. And this is after that, you know, the developer direct, like, Come on, dude. This is crazy.
If I can, you bring up a good point, and it's super awesome because they're already doing that. Didn't it leak in Japan that they're actually bundling Series S with Power World?
Well, hold on. I got the tweet in front of me, brother.
Korea. Okay.
Now this comes the way of give the proper shout out Korea for Xbox News. They're an amazing site.
Mm-hmm.
They have Hazador Gaming, of course, because he doesn't seem to miss. Hazador, love you, brother. Says this: Xbox official retailer in South Korea has started bundling Pow World ads for Pocket Pair, and the commercial reads: "Buy an Xbox Series X starter bundle, enjoy Pow World for free." So obviously,
that's
they're
what
giving
I'm talking
them,
about.
They're giving them the game as well as they're selling the Series S, which happens to be a really, really big thing in Korea, South Korea. It's a smaller console. It's digital, and they're already starting to. And again, this comes the way of the actual Xbox official retailer in South Korea. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. And like I said, this is one of those games that you're going to see people. And I hate when people start saying, "Oh, well, they're not going to give up their PlayStation 5." No one is saying that they should. They might figure out a way to actually have more than one console under their TV and actually go out and buy an Xbox and enjoy playing there as well. And to Crispy, to your point, if graphics actually mattered, then people would be talking about The Last of Us 2. Because guess what? No one is talking about The Last of Us 2 right now. As a matter of fact, PlayStation gamers are not talking about The Last of Us 2. And you know why that is? Because the game already came out 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Only, a little over 3 years ago. I mean, this is the point. Like, all these dudes are talking about how Pow World could come to PlayStation, or Pow World could do this, or Pow World could do that.
At its worst.
And it's like Xbox has no games. I have the screenshots, people. Like, I don't mess around, dude. When I see something stupid, I screenshot it. And I have tweeted some of them out because, I mean, it's so moronic that when we were gamers, and yes, we are older than some of you that are probably listening right now. When we were gamers, we wanted fun. That's what we wanted. And I feel like we're getting back to that again. It's not about graphics, about how much fun you're going to have in the game. And I think that's extremely important. And I think Pow World has absolutely shown that.
Yeah, it has. It absolutely has. And listen, we're here for it. Web Dave, let's bring you into the conversation, brother. But before we do, let me catch up on Super Chats. First of all, Dicato, generous friend of the program, has gifted 5 Double Barrel Gaming memberships. And of course, he does that on a regular basis, not only on Living Split Screen with Pong and I Still Reign, but he also does it on the Mavs show, and they say something that I can't say on this show, so I'm not going to say it. But I'm going to say choo-choo, mother, father, sister, brother, because that's I can't curse. And Tyler, I know that you're listening. He's probably laughing because he knows that every time Theo says that, it's I'm cursing, but I'm not really cursing. So, of course, he's 14 and he appreciates it. But no cursing for you, Tyler. Jacob Novick drops a very generous $2 super chat. And he says, did Aaron Greenberg just confirm that they bought Oxide? Yeah, they talked about that on Mav's show on Friday evening. It sure does sound like it. He did say our four studios and partner Square Enix. I don't know. He says ours. I don't know if he means that's because they work with them exclusively or they're actually acquired and they just haven't announced it yet. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. We also have Sir X-Man drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, take his phone, Crispy. He can't play. He can play it on the cloud. So basically he's talking about your stepson could actually be at school playing right now. Don't shout out the kid. I can't believe you did that, Sir X-Man. Shame on you. Raiden yes. Blade, who's been a channel member for 32 months, says Microsoft/Xbox, get Power World developers now. Before you get anyone else, this can be another Minecraft. Remember, Apex Legends, I think he's talking about, in Genshin, you can't miss out again. And you know, they were at the tip of the spear for PUBG first. And obviously it blew up to this monster thing. But this is something special here, folks. Yeah. Highlander 001 drops an additional $5 super chat and says, just had to go out and get another Xbox as my kids live this game. Power World is the only game my sons and daughters play together. It's a first. That is amazing, dude. I love it. You know how many stories I've seen? I'm playing the game with my kids. I'm playing with my nephew, my nieces. I freaking love that. I think that is phenomenal, man. I think that's just really cool. Thanks for sharing. Abacab 72, who's been a channel member for 25 months. Brother, thank you so much for the generosity. He says, actually, have the time to listen to the show. I have the week off of work to celebrate hitting level 52 today. Happy birthday, Abacab 72. You're in the old man squad like me. I'm 53. I'll be 54 in September. Happy birthday to you, brother. That is amazing. And thanks for, you know, spending your birthday listening to this shenanigans. This is love, peace, and gaming for life. Indeed. We have Highlander 001 has gifted folks 5 more double barrel gaming subscription. That is phenomenal, brother. I cannot thank you enough for the generosity. He's probably donated about 100 of them already, and that is just a lot of money, brother. That's crazy generous of you. Thank you. RC Polygons drops a very generous $10 super chat, and he says this. Yep, this is confirmed. Idle Sloth has tweeted, and of course, Idle, we love you, brother. Idle Sloth, human / Android. He's just too fast. He's got to be part computer somewhere. He says Idlesoft tweeted that according to the Microsoft Store, Visions of Mana is coming to Xbox Game Pass day one. That is confirmed, folks. That's right. That new Square Enix game, Visions of Mana, that was at the event on Thursday, has been confirmed to be in Game Pass day and date. RC Polygons, it was confirmed. And yes, that, so thank you so much for the generosity. Thank you for the hot information. Vic, the mother, father, sister, brother, click, what's going on? How you doing? He drops a very generous $10 super chat and says, what's up, everybody? And me, Hermano, Louis, Tampo, Tiepo, Yo Fuzzy, Pal World is amazing. And it went from being my palate cleanser to my main game, Senor Boomstick, tu es una alma de Dios. Well, thank you so much for being here, brother. Super appreciate it. My Spanish isn't great. I'm learning as we speak, but we'll get there eventually. Web Dave, come on, brother. Let's talk about it. This is a big deal.
Yep.
This is a. I think why it's important is because how long, first of all, you've been with the show for a long time, and we've talked about Zeitgeist. We've talked about Microsoft and Xbox having this Zeitgeist moment. And they don't get a lot of these. And again, this just a lot of studios don't get the platforms get this. Genshin Impact for PlayStation, Zeitgeist, right? Nintendo, well, they have a few, but like for instance, my friend F-099, if you never played it, it's a free-to-play game. It's amazing on Nintendo, and no one's talking about it. This is something special, Dave. And whether they go out and they buy Pocket Pair or they don't, or they just keep the partnership going. This is a game that's currently only on Xbox. It's a console exclusive. It looks like it's going to remain that way for quite some time. And right now, no one is even talking about PlayStation. And that is something that you cannot spend money on. No matter what IGN tries to do to throw Microsoft under the bus, no one is talking about The Last of Us 2. No one's talking about the potential of a PS5 Pro. No one's talking about any of the games they have coming out this year. It's all Xbox. And after Thursday's show, now this, it's all green.
Yes. So the Gamesley's point, he doesn't think that they should be acquired. I think that would be a big mistake. I think the first thing they need to do is to lock up exclusivity completely. If it's a matter of perception as far as the ongoing ABK stuff, then just pay them a bunch of money because it's all going to come back to you in the end. And lock up exclusivity so that it doesn't go anywhere else for sure. I don't think they're working on it, and they probably have a really good partnership already with Microsoft because of Craftopia that was out. I played a little bit of it. It was okay. This is far exceeds that. It's so much fun. It's an absolute blast to play. But yeah, they need to lock this down. And nothing wrong with making this Microsoft's Pokemon.
Absolutely not. No, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nope.
Like Nintendo has a lot of, you know, they don't own the studio that makes Pokemon, but they own the rights to Pokemon, and they also work in conjunction with this other team. So, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, when it comes down to it, they worked out a deal and were able to continue to only see Pokemon on Nintendo products. Plow World, should only be on where Game Pass is sold, which would be Steam, PC, mobile, everything. I played it on just to try it out earlier this morning. I played it on my Steam Deck just through cloud. Worked flawlessly.
That's awesome.
No problems at all. In fact, it didn't even crash at all on there. It crashed on my system a few times this morning. But yeah, it happens. but that's the smart thing they're doing, is that they put it in the, you know, it's in beta mode. It's in whatever mode, just like they did with Grounded. So if there is issues, it's like, ooh, we're working on it, instead of somebody, you know, can come at them, which, I mean, they would love not to have any issues for sure. You know that, but this at least gives them the grace of we're working on it to make it better. But nobody knew it was going to blow up like this. Nobody could have called it. We could have said, I think it's going to be a big hit, or it could be, it could be very positive for them, but nobody saw it being this big a hit. I mean, it's so copies. Granted, there's a price disparity, but it's so more common than Spider-Man 2 by a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, hello.
Yeah.
Lock it down. Lock it up. Throw away the key. Do not let this get away from you. Like I said, even if they don't end up buying the company, buy the exclusive rights to this game, get that to where it's never able to go on PlayStation ever.
I mean, it's a sound theory, Dave. Dave. Honestly, I want you to expand on that, because there's something to be said about taking a game that is going to be big in the East. It's big here right now. People are going crazy over it. But let's be realistic. Let's put on our business hats for a second.
Yep.
Genshin Impact across the world is huge. Mm-hmm. And it's huge, and it's on PlayStation, and you can only play it on PlayStation for consoles. This is one of those games that look what South Korea is doing right now. They are bundling this, giving this game away when you buy a bundled Series S. Now, I don't know what's in that bundle outside of, well, the console and controller itself, but now a POW World comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those games that is going to make you relevant. Now, are they going to take over number one spot in Japan or in the East? No. But it's one of those types of games that get people interested in your platform. And again, if they're buying a Series S and they're getting this game, they're probably already digital gamers. This is just an assumption. Your digital service, i.e. Xbox Game Pass, needs this kind of game in there. It's in there. And now you're going to get people to potentially subscribe to your service because of everything else that you have. This, to me, seems like a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Definitely. I mean, you said it's not number one, or not, probably not going to be number, but it has the chance, the possibility to get to number one, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with Microsoft having the number one game in the world. I'm just saying. So is it Genshin Impact numbers? No, not yet.
Right.
But this is only a week, not even a week out,
yep,
and it's already growing to this level.
Yep.
So the more and more people play it, and even, all right, my son is a huge, he's been playing Pokemon since he was itty bitty, and, you know, and I was like, what is this Pokemon stuff? I didn't really get into Pokemon until it came to the Switch. That's when I started playing Pokemon, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. But the old Pokemon, the way back days, to me, the little small screen, and it wasn't for me. Okay. So it just wasn't going to work for me.
Right.
And even though this is, you know, this is not Pokemon, because I've played the Pokemon on the Switch starting there. And then you play this and it's like, it has some Pokemon-esque stuff to it.
Sure.
But it's not Pokemon. And it's going to continue to get reference to or call back to Pokemon and stuff. And that's fine. Because it kind of sets you up for, oh, you catch them, you did stuff, you know, but with the farming and all the other stuff that you do and the building, Epic Treasure, I'm sure you guys follow her.
She's great. She, love Epic.
She's done some amazing videos already on how she did it. And I could never figure out how to get the freaking triangle in the right place. And she was
I'm still like, running around in a loincloth. I mean, my brother showed me some video of what he's doing. He's got a house. He's got his shed. He's got people working for him.
So how are you doing in the game, though? We know you run around loincloth in your house. I'm just kidding.
That's right. I can't really see it from the lower.
Down, boom.
I do have pants on, though. I will tell you that.
Right. Everybody believe that?
I'm always in my underpants every time I go on a show.
Louis, we always know you're running around in your underpants. Don't stand up about that, Louis. We know about you already. For me, it might be a bit of a shocker.
It's much warmer there. Crazy.
This game is... like I said, it's already setting the world on fire. A lot of people, and there's a lot. Oh my gosh, like people like MBG and I think it's just letters. I get them all mixed up. And then Reforge Gaming, not to slam on them, but I'm just saying they're already like, you know, they're talking up and they're talking points and stuff about it. You know, this should be on everywhere. This would be the kind of game that should be everywhere.
Sure.
Pokemon's not everywhere. Mm-hmm. Screw that noise.
Yep.
You're just port begging because you have the narrative in your head that Sony is the god, and that's just the way it is. John Campia has a great show on movies, knows a lot about movies.
I know John.
He is so wrong in this, and he's just like called second class citizens.
He called Xbox players second class citizens, which I thought was not surprising of kind of rhetoric that he does.
Yeah, that's Riganashu. That's ridiculous. To me, it just dropped a whole bunch of levels for his credibility. To me, like I said,
maybe stuff, you know,
but gaming, dude, you need to hang it the hell up or shut the hell up because you are obviously not a gamer. No matter what you think you are, you're not. So,
hey, can we just say David Jaffe loves this game.
Yeah, he does.
Hardcore. Hardcore. He wants wants to bend it over, and I'll leave it at that.
Who doesn't? That's the question. Who doesn't? This game is freaking fantastic.
In the chat, Bold Alpha Wolfpack said, Web Dave chooses violence today. I'm not choosing violence today. There's nothing wrong with Microsoft getting a win.
Yeah, or continuing to win, I should say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think lock it down, man. Lock it down.
Absolutely. Listen,
they don't have to own them, but lock it down. Sorry.
They should. I mean, again, if you don't want to buy the company, you want to work with them, you should get over to there and say, listen, what do we got to do to keep this exclusive? Because it is it's bringing awareness to the brand. This is stuff that you can't buy, folks. This kind of fever, the fever's pitch for this game, Fuzzy Belvedere, you can't buy this. This is an organically grown situation. A game comes out, it's on Steam. Sure, if everything's on PC, sure, no big surprise there. It's breaking records. It's number 3 of all time most concurrent players on Steam, all time, and it's currently has the number 2 in its sights. And who's to say that maybe by week's end, it doesn't overtake PUBG at number 1? This is a continually growing story that we're discussing here. Let's get your hot take on this. This is a really big deal. Do you agree or disagree about getting this game to stay as an Xbox exclusive, maybe an acquisition? What are your thoughts, man?
I definitely agree that Microsoft needs to consider making this an exclusive to some extent. It only makes sense. I mean, if you want to drive more people to Game Pass, although I know it's taken off like wildfire on PC and on Steam in particular, but you could, do like what they're doing. I guess it was either in Korea or in Japan where they're now bundling it or doing advertisements saying, hey, get this, starter kit where it comes with Game Pass and you can play Pal World today type of thing. Smart. Those types of things you can't just find under a rock type of deal. This kind of came out of nowhere. They missed their opportunity with Genshin Impact. I think this is the one that they need to, like Dave said, lock it down, basically. It only makes sense because now you have this go-to killer app that are going to bring people to your doorstep. Not everybody has a PC. Not everybody is willing to, play this on PC or have the ability to play this on PC. So yeah, it's doing gangbusters on PC, just like PUBG did. But eventually there's going to be a console base or people that have access to a console or maybe even want to play it on mobile via the cloud that would be willing to sign up for Game Pass for it. So whatever they got to do, if it means a bigger bag than the one that they already gave them to put it in Game Pass, so be it. If it means dropping 2 bags, 3 bags, whatever you got to do. As far as acquisition, I would say it might be a worthwhile thing. I mean, look at what they did with Notch and with Minecraft years ago. And everybody looked at them like, why are they doing this? And now look how many billions of dollars Minecraft alone has made for the company. So it's definitely worth considering. I know that there's some more grumblings from either salty devs or angry Nintendo fans or whatever the case may be, since Nintendo themselves, or was it Game Freak, I guess, is the actual studio that makes Pokemon, since neither one of them have publicly made any like cease and desist kind of moves, then I don't think there's anything for any of those other people to worry about.
It's funny, Hoag Law actually commented on that over the weekend. Hoag Law, obviously, if you don't know who Hoag Law is, you get out from under the rock and go follow that man. he's a an acquisition attorney. The guy knows his business. And he actually commented on that because some people were reaching out to him and say, hey, boom, can Nintendo sue? And he actually said that he believes that it would be a very big, long uphill battle for Nintendo to try and prove that they have copied their, the Pokemon as it will. So I think that, I mean, listen, Nintendo, if they thought that this was a problem, the game would have never been even released. Their lawyers would have been 15 deep in front of their door, holding the door closed and not letting the game out. That's just who Nintendo is. So
I mean, you see how they treat YouTubers when they play any of their songs, even if they like use their own instruments. Sometimes Nintendo comes after them with lawyers.
It comes after them and gets them a strike. Not even like a warning, a strike.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say for anybody outside of Nintendo or Game Freak that's worried about legalities, stop. Just either play the game or don't. Whatever you want to do. But to worry about somebody else's legal battle in that regard, if it's going to happen, it'll happen. But I would have thought this wouldn't have never made it this far on Steam if it was ever going to happen. Sure, you could say, well, Nintendo's waiting for them to make a few more million. Yeah, I guess. But why would you? Because then the judge would look at it and say, well, why did you wait? Why? Like, this was everywhere. How come your lawyers didn't hop on this from get-go type of thing? So you must not really be in for protecting your brand or protecting your IP. So no, but it would definitely be an uphill battle. But you know, for Xbox, I hope they get more of these types of wins, more of these types of games that kind of come out of nowhere. Like I'm really looking forward to Stalker 2. And I think that from a PC standpoint, is going to be big. And I hope a lot of people on Xbox take a look at it. Since we're probably never going to get Escape from Tarkov on console, this would probably be the happy single player go between that you could actually get your hands on type of thing. But Pal World, who would have thought? Who would have thought, you know, silly little animals that look like Pokemon with guns would go this far, and look where we're at now. It's weird. It's like the beginning of the year is like the prime location to release a game that just explodes like bonkers. Like, I mean, Elden Ring, totally different genre, totally different style of game, but that blew up early in the year. Same thing with Hogwarts Legacy, but that was like a kind of a known IP type of thing. Here's another game that, you know, beginning of the year, and it's probably going to sell more copies of this particular game than pretty much most other games the remainder of the year. But man, it's awesome to see. Glad Xbox kind of gave them the bag initially to get this in Game Pass. And I say, you know, lock it down, like Dave said. Just, you know, secure it at all costs.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when new consoles in the East. And that's something that they have to do and they need to do. Amit Kumar says this in the chat, a Crazy Lou Gaming. There have been thousands of Pokemon clones throughout the last 30 years. Nintendo isn't going to do anything. And I absolutely agree. I think that they just... Because this is actually more Ark Survival than it is Pokemon. Their characters like in there, but you know what you can't do in Pokemon? Chop up your Pokemon and make meat out of them and eat them, which is just freaking bonkers.
Or launch them.
There's no guns.
The rocket launcher. Yeah,
and give them guns and give them
there's
rocket
no
launchers.
Guns.
There's no guns in Pokemon, even though they have like water guns or whatever. Crazy Lou Gaming, first of all, welcome back to the program, brother. Great to have you here. What are your thoughts on the phenomenon known as Pal World?
Oh, man. I remember a couple weeks. When was it? I think it was two weeks ago, I think it was. I was on a show called Direct Gaming over there with New Legal and Company. And we were talking about this game. And I basically said, this could compete against Pokemon. This could be a huge, big thing. And we got into like a little debate about it. And guess what? I was right. This game, I mean, this game is look how many sales, 5 million sales. I mean, it's going to kick butt. And should Microsoft cash into this baby? Hell yeah, 100%. They should cash in on this baby because why? It's just going to keep on growing and growing and growing. I mean, this could be huge. I mean, this could actually compete against the Pokemon franchise. It can't compete. I mean, this is something because I've heard a lot of people who love Pokemon. They've been asking, I want something different. I want Pokemon to change this. I want something different over there with that game because basically it's always been the same dang thing. Okay, so it's been the same dang thing. Okay, let's see Poliwhirl. Let's see how well it does. And so look at this game. Comes out of nowhere, right? Boo, I mean, we knew it was coming, but it comes out of nowhere with all these sales. And look how great it is. I mean, yesterday I sat down after I beat Mafia, which Mafia is a great game, started playing Mafia 2, and people were like, you should try Power World. You should try Power World. I said, you know what? Let me go try Power World. 9 hours later, I'm level 13, having so much fun with this damn game. I mean, wow, it's just incredible just how you start. Like you said, you're running around and you're, what was it? Tarzan costume. You get this.
I'm running around in a loincloth with a club. I feel like a freaking caveman. And like I said, I did.
That's the art part. That's the art part.
And man, look, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And Crispy said, you know, people talk about graphics. Crispy, you can't blame them, man. You know, they're over there and all they see is graphics. So you need to understand that. That's all they see. That's all they focus on, great graphics. They don't focus on gameplay. They don't focus on gameplay. They don't focus on fun factor. And that's what we're doing here. We're right now having a lot of fun with this game. I mean, I remember the first one I caught. It was a Captain Peepee. I don't know what's it called. It was a damn cat. I caught that cat. And I was like, oh, man, this cat's pretty cool. And then, you know, started building the cat, was helping me out building. I was like, oh, wow, that's this thing helps you build. Awesome. Oh, my God. And then I just started grabbing everything. I caught the little lamb. I caught, oh, man, just started building my place. You know, what's her name? Epic Pleasure? She has a house. I have half a house because I don't know how the heck I put that roof on the house. But it's half a house. At least I get to sleep, though. But, hey. Epic
Treasure, not Pleasure.
Oh, Pleasure? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. My bad. Sorry, Epic. Sorry about that. Yeah. Wow. The game is just amazing. And like I said, 9 hours later, I'm level 13. And if Phil doesn't cash in on this, this is a great opportunity to cash into this game, to cash, grab them, to do TV shows, do a whole bunch of things like Pokemon has done it. They can actually do something good with this. It's a great opportunity. So I hope they go out there and I hope they say, hey, guys, come over here. Let's keep it over here because it's a game worth to keep. I mean, this is a game changer for Microsoft. I mean, there's not many kids games out there. And this is even though it's got a little bit of guns, a little bit of stuff, but it's not like too violent. Like you see, OK, I chopped off the animal's head off or anything like that. It's just, you know, kind of like a Fortnite type of game.
You know what, though? I think you're onto something because there is something to be said about the younger audience. Mm-hmm. That they again, right now, the cool system is a PlayStation. That's exactly. Just what it is. It has been like that for years. It is the normies console. Mm-hmm. It has a lot. It's got a lot of buzz. It's got a lot of games on there. And again, their audience is a much younger audience. Which is why you see some of the commentary comes out of these kids from on the PlayStation side, like, just go sit in the corner. You're too young to even have this conversation, kid. You know what I'm saying? And this is an opportunity for a game of this zeitgeist level to attract people to your platform who have never been here before.
Exactly.
And it's happening here right now. It's happening because people are talking about it literally in the chat. It's happening in South Korea. I would imagine that there could be a push in Japan because that's where the studio is originally from. You get a push there. This again, it's not going to take over the number one spot, but it's certainly going to move people towards your platform.
Yes, it's the word on the street right now. I mean, everything you see is Power World, Power World, Power World. And it's like me, for example, on Christmas, my nephew said, you know, I want a PlayStation. I said, oh. I mean, I was heartbroken. I said, why do you want a PlayStation? He said, oh, it's where all the games are at. I'm like, okay, but on Xbox, there is games. Like, nah, I don't want that. It's just because of the word, yeah. Right? So now you got this game out. I can imagine him right now saying, oh, I want to play this on PlayStation. Where can I get this on PlayStation?
I'm going to trade my PS5.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade in my PS5. Go get an Xbox.
Yo, told you that you should have gotten an Xbox, kid. Now that's too bad. Play it on your phone.
And we're gonna exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to butt in a little bit over here. I agree. I agree 100% that, you know, it's a big community game. It's going to grow to a certain point. It's going to be wanted on other platforms that might not be able to get it. I agree with all of that. And it really does blend. I don't think to the extent you guys are talking about, but yes, I do agree to a certain point. But I think it really lends itself to the overall idea of Xbox right now. They're going after big community games, and they've always went after big community games. That's why they got Blizzard. That's why they got Minecraft. It's always in their DNA. Let's latch on to big communities, and that those are the most successful games. Diablo has a giant community. WoW have very loyal fans. Every game that they're buying right now have such loyal fans. They're making right now, Blizzard, there's a hunger for this type of game. And that's why all these games blow up to a certain point. They always get to a certain point and then they fall off a cliff or they get a steady fan base. But it's no AAA developer has got into this specific survival type game. And I think that's why there's such a hunger for it. And why also I don't think they need to buy them necessarily is because Blizzard right now, which has a very loyal, big fan base, is building exactly a game. Is building exactly this type of a game. And that's why I'm like, hold off on the buy button, because that game's going to be very much a Blizzard game and very much a polished game and very much an addictive game, just like this is and just like these games tend to be. So yeah, I'm happy for them. And it's on Game Pass. If they lock it down on exclusivity, good for them. It fits with their MO. They're trying to gather large amounts of people. And this is going to help them do it. That's all I got to say.
Good stuff. Good boy.
At least, you know, get into it. Not like, okay, let me just slip. Exactly. They should not let this slip. This is a great opportunity.
The minute they announced that 2 million sales in 24 hours, they should have been on the phone. Personally, I'm not even being like facetious about it.
Maybe they were.
We don't know, right? We're not in the boardroom with them. But listen, we have a topic, one more to get into, and of course that is how great a week it was for Xbox. Obviously, we're going to get into what happened during the week. We're going to talk about what's going to be happening in the next couple of months. This is the cherry on top with Power World being a big success. I do want to bring in Gamsley for to start this topic off. Before I do want to just catch up on some of the super chats and the channel memberships that have been donated. Vic the MF Click, welcome back, brother. Thank you so much for the outstanding generosity. He has gifted not one, but two Double Barrel Gaming memberships. That is very kind of you, brother. Super appreciate the support. Not to be outdone, Sanchez MTZ Gaming has also donated a subscription to Double Barrel Gaming. That is amazing, brother. Thank you so much for that. We have JFX88, who's been a channel member for 2 months, and he says this. Microsoft needs to get those dedicated Power World servers ASAP, keep the foot on the gas in 2024 and beyond. And I believe they're currently working on that with Microsoft literally as we speak, because I know there are dedicated servers on Steam. And obviously that's something that Microsoft has to do for this game. And I believe that they're helping them as we speak. The Finesseful J, who's been a channel member for 3 months, brother, that's very kind of you. He says this: PlayStation fans don't want Genshin everywhere, but Power World has to be. Where's the goalpost? And he is not freaking wrong about that. Hargeet Chani, what's going on, Hargeet? I emailed you about maybe popping on tomorrow to talk about this craziness. He drops a very generous $5 super chat. And he says, well, Nintendo, first-class gamers, Xbox, second-class gamers, PlayStation gamers, no-class gamers. I love it. I love the slander. There you go. And after the death threats, you know, what can I say? Sir X-Man drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, boom, everyone laughed at me when I told them how big Power World was going to be before it came out. Once the streamers and the teens and kids got it, yeah, well, just look at the numbers. And he's not wrong. Highlander 001 drops an additional $2 super chat and says, if I let my 12-year-old daughter play it, it's safe. Yeah, I think so, right? Like, I think a 12-year-old can play the game. It's not really, I mean, there's some violence, but I mean, it knocks them out.
It doesn't kill them.
They get swirly eyes, right?
You got the swirly eyes of the X.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you throw the Pokeball thing.
Very clever.
John Gersey. Yeah, thank you so much for being here, John. Super appreciate the generosity. He drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, imagine this launches on Xbox Mobile. Forget about it. It would be ridiculous. And honestly would be. That mobile Xbox store is, they're going to be announcing something this year. There's no doubt about it. That's going to be a big deal for them. But Gamsley, let's talk about Xbox show moving into what you expect the remainder of the year, because I got to be honest with you. They started out 2023 very similar. Obviously, the big talk of the town was the Direct and the shadow drop, of course, of Hi-Fi Rush. And I said this prior to, this actually launching on Friday. We learned early before the show that there wasn't going to be a shadow drop, as there wasn't. But their technical shadow drop, if you will, was Power World on Friday. This seems to have really set the stage for what Xbox is going to look like in 2024. And to be honest with you, and again, no shade, no tea here, folks. Sony launched their remaster of a 3.5-year-old game with literally no upgrades outside of maybe a spec and a few extra modes. And no, it was overshadowed by PAL World. No one's talking about PlayStation. There's no reason to talk about PlayStation because PlayStation isn't talking about themselves. We don't know what the hell they're doing. And this is, and I think honestly has set the stage for how 2024 is going to be for Xbox versus, look at the other guys, really a very uneventful year. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely zero on that side. So much on this side, you know, Team Green all year this year. No, look, first things first, are we talking about, like, do you want to know what I think about the overall presentation of that thing or this year? Or do you want me to focus on something else? I don't know where Boom is. Okay, so I'm just going to do it. It's all Team Green this year. First off, the biggest moment for me is Square Enix on that stage. Square Enix being on that stage was a major win for them. Again, like I mentioned in the PAL World section, they're trying to break into that market, right? They're trying to break into Asia in a big way. I love what they're doing, and this is how you do it. You level the playing field first. You go after these third-party developers, and you say, hey, you, be third-party, damn it, you know? And you grab them by the neck, and you choke them until their games come to your platform. So that's what I mean by level the playing field. Get every game by every third-party developer to be on your platform. Build a confidence of your player base that every single Japanese game is going to be on your console, all right, without double thinking. And that's where you start, and that's what they're doing. And Square Enix being on that stage kind of signaled that to me. I think that Final Fantasy news will come this year, so just having them there, I'm so happy. And then everything else they showed, right? They loaded up the year with great titles that people try to nitpick and cherry pick what they want and see things where they want to see things. And come on, Indiana Jones was fantastic. When can somebody tell me when they said it? They didn't give a date, right?
No.
It's like 2024, right?
Yeah. Only 2024,
yeah.
I think they didn't give a date because I'm of the mind that they didn't want to step on people's toes. They don't know where they're putting Call of Duty. They don't know where they're putting other third-party kind of partnerships yet. Who knows what they have in the pipeline this year that hasn't been announced. So I think that's why Indie didn't get a date. And I think we're getting Indie and it's going to be fantastic. So there you go. Not to mention Avowed and all the other, I mean, that whole showcase is a killer, right? It's a curb stomp of all PlayStation's year. I'm really fascinated to see what that side does, but as an Xbox gamer and as a Japanese Xbox gamer, the future's very much brighter. So that's what I'm going to say for now about it.
No, I mean, good stuff. I appreciate the honesty, because the truth of the matter is that we're not poking fun at PlayStation. We're just being honest. PlayStation has no roadmap. We have no idea what they're doing. Crispy, let's bring you into the conversation, brother. I mean, this is what a way to start the year and what a way to close out the year. Obviously, they had a couple of really big games in 2023. First party was hitting on all cylinders. Game Pass, by all rights, was probably the best it's ever been for the service since it launched in 2017 last year. This year, we already know that there were 40-plus titles coming into it, plus some of the stuff that we saw first party, Indiana Jones, Avowed, Hellblade. We just got confirmation that Visions of Mana launching into Game Pass day and date. Obviously, Aura releasing into Xbox Game Pass for PC first. Big deal. Obviously, now the success of Pal World just seems to compound exactly what kind of a year is forecasted for Xbox versus, the Last of Us 2 coming out Friday completely went out like a whisper. Like, it literally did not even chart. No one's talking about it. Nobody in gaming outside of a few journalists are like, oh, game of the century, even though I already played it. It's fine. I get it. Get out there and throw your 10 spot out there and keep, sucking on the taint of PlayStation. Good on you, journalist. What can I tell you? What are your thoughts, Crispy? That's as spicy as I'm going to get. I'm sorry.
Remaster Station 5?
Yes, Remaster Station yeah. 5. Yes.
It makes sense.
Oh,
it makes
man.
That's something good.
Look, like, and people will talk trash and be like, oh, you want the Phoenix Collection? Yeah, because Xbox don't do these type of things. Yeah, they did it with the Master Chief Collection. Okay. And how hard that hit on PC and Xbox for a long time. Yeah, it might be dying out a little bit, but I guarantee there's still people playing Halo. Okay, did Halo Infinite, give you enough to say, okay, finally they're on the realm that I want? Xbox is not, and this is where I feel like, the rights to the Activision for Ubisoft for the cloud, that was done on purpose.
Yep, because it was.
Ubisoft does not quit on games. They don't. And they have, like, Rainbow Six Siege was not what it was when it came out.
Yep.
So I look at Xbox and I say, they might not, play completely. It's not EA and Microsoft. It's Ubisoft and Microsoft. But Microsoft looks at Ubisoft and is like, man, Division 1 and 2, you guys are still going. And we are actually looking at that. And that's where, like, some people might be mad that, Crackdown 3 didn't get the same treatment. But there's certain IPs that you look at and you say, is this worth it? And at the end of the day, all these PlayStation gamers are looking at this past Developer Direct, like, man, they brought out a lot of single player. I mean, don't get me wrong, I believe some of these games, like, oh, it's going to be 8 hours. Is there going to be DLC? Do you pay $20 for it? I mean, is that the worst thing in the world?
Just Avowed looks incredible, right?
This is what I love about Xbox. Everybody says, go third person on Indiana Jones. They go first person. And I saw that whip crack, and I'm like, oh, damn. They're making something. When he started punching that dude's face, and then they went to another. And
oh, yeah, man.
And I was like, that's indie, bro. Yeah. Indie does not kill people for the most part. Yes, he's
killed
people.
The guy's getting dragged.
But it's the last resort. You understand what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I saw in that. And then you see Avowed, and it's like, oh, it's probably going to be similar, like, scope-wise to Outer Worlds. But Avowed is going to be something special because I think they've thought about the gameplay itself way more than anybody else. And even with Skyrim or ESO or whatever you want to call it, being what it is, they can make their own niche in that same type of aspect. It's not the same realm. I mean, they pull out guns and stuff like dual wielding. Remember when we played 007 GoldenEye for the first time.
We sure did.
Oh, my God. When you had, and you were playing single player, a lot of us, and you had two dueling pistols, you're like, boom, boom, boom. And it's like, you know, and you just, you got this like hype level. This is what, and this is where I go and say, like, we have to appreciate what Xbox is doing instead of critiquing them all the time. It is not perfect, but they want us to play the game, not fucking watch it. Sorry for my language.
I mean, listen, you're not wrong. And some more gameplay, about 20 seconds. I don't know if it leaked or they put it out there. There was this third person view of Indy hanging from the whip as a guard was going underneath and he dropped and it goes in the first. Listen, it's so going to be different. It is not going to be a standard FPS. It is not going to be your standard third person. It is going to be a mix of it. And the way that they're telling it, it's very cinematic, which is what you want an indie game to invoke. I don't understand what we're talking about here, because there were several people out there. And like I said, I'm not a fan of the guy, but I got to give him credit where credit is due. Even Ryan McCaffrey, who I don't, you know, again, not a fan of him, IGN. He did say that if it would have been a straight up third person Indiana Jones, there would have been a discourse within the community of downplaying it. Oh, it's just an Uncharted ripoff. And I think that he's, and even I don't agree, 100 times I'll agree only once. This is the one time I agree with him there. That would have been the discourse. And then of course we saw people coming out like, well, you know, I'm getting motion sickness looking at it, so I'm not going to play. Shut up.
Is that the same people that played PSVR 2? Is that the same people? Is that the same people? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I got those receipts, mother truckers.
Well, I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of that argument, because like there's a whole bunch. Like, I have a VR headset right here. There's a whole genre, like VR itself. Like, you have to avoid if you're motion sickness. You can't tell me like one game, bro. Like, I can't do it.
I'm sure that they play Call of Duty every year for 75 hours in the first week that it's out. So I get that. Web Dave, let's bring you in on the conversation. Okay, so let's set the stage for you. Xbox closes out the year. A lot of positivity coming out, right? They close ABK. They have a lot of really big games that people are talking about. Starfield, people are still playing it to this day. People are still writing about it. And again, like I said, when you compare it, if it was such a terrible game, then why would you keep talking about it? Why would you keep writing about it? Because the thing is as much as I loved Spider-Man, and I quite enjoyed my time with it, so I haven't beaten it yet. I'm close, but I quite enjoyed it. No one's writing articles about Spider-Man 2. That has come and gone. People are still writing articles of course, Starfield. Now we move into 2024, Dave, and we have this amazing Direct that gives us a roadmap for a portion of what's coming out in 2024. Mind you, we still have to get to the Summer Showcase, which is in June, right? Supposedly, there's an Activision conversation that's going to be happening with Blizzard in the next coming months or so, right? We still have to have that, you know, that sit down, welcome to the family kind of a situation. And this game, Power World, comes out and it's the talk of the town. And again, granted, I get it. It's on Steam. I absolutely understand that. But everyone is talking about Xbox because of this game. It does seem, again, on paper, that Xbox is going to have another dominant year in gaming. What are your thoughts, man?
I think it is going to be big. This is going to be a really good year. Not to mention, and I know it's sometimes it's hard to even fathom, but Call of Duty is hopefully coming into Game Pass this year, from what we understand. And oh man, you talk about the salt and the pain and the agony and the money that Microsoft is going to be making from their game, Call of Duty, made by their studio.
Say that again, Dave. Say that again.
What? I don't have to say it again. It's there. You know it. You know it. But they say, don't beat a dead horse. You know, don't kick a man while he's
you
down.
Can. I mean, you can.
You could if you wanted to.
I do all the time.
Dude, this year's going to be great. I mean, it could be the best year for Xbox ever. And then next year, I mean, just think of the growth. I mean, think of like, you know, Perfect Dark and Fable and all these other games that are coming out in the future that aren't scheduled for this year. And so many others. And the games that we don't know about, that they haven't announced, that they're probably going to be announcing at these other shows. Dude. You know, but still. Pal World, lock it down. Lock it down. Own it, or at least make it exclusive for the ecosystem. Don't let that get away. And everything else is starting to fall into place. And boom, what's today's date?
Today would be the 22nd of January, sir.
The first month.
Is this the year they hit their one big game per quarter?
No.
You know, it's interesting. I honestly, that's a fantastic question, Gamsley, simply because we don't know if, I don't know for
this
sure.
This quarter, right? We're missing this quarter, basically.
I don't know. Like, and that's the plan,
to actually do that, but that doesn't mean that they're going to hit it.
If they release those games, so we got Avowed, we got Hellblade 2, and Indie.
Yeah, we don't know if any of those are coming in the first 3 months.
You're right. But that's what I mean. We're missing first quarter, right?
We're ignoring ABK.
And it could be something that just drops for right
if
now.
If it drops in Game Pass, they don't care. Mm. I've always said they care about Game Pass now. Yes, they will release on PC, but they care about Game Pass because Game Pass is a constant revenue that never ceases. And it might not be the hugest jumps, but as people enjoy Game Pass and understand, I might like one game, but then I'm paying the same thing, and all of a sudden I like another game, and I like another game. Then you become gravitated towards the fact that, hey, I subscribe to this, and it's actually pretty good. And I've done this with, you know, film type, you know, subscriptions and you know, TV show type of subscriptions. I said, you know what, you are providing enough content for me to say, hey, this is worth it, instead of spending full price. And that's why you see many people tweeting out, hey, I can't buy a physical version of this anymore. It's just happening, and unfortunately people aren't willing to embrace it. I understand that. I do. I understand that you have to look back at what you went through as a child or as a teenager or as an adult and say, you know what? This is not my jam. I'm not into that. I respect the hell out of that. But at the end of the day, we are going into different realms. And this Power World is a prime example of this, because PC hasn't been buying physical discs for years, people. Just think about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 33.3 million active users in Xbox Game Pass subscribers at the end of 2023, according to Game Analyst. And that over half of those are on Ultimate. So, yeah. And you know, there's a lot more things that we don't know, and official numbers haven't been released yet. But, dude, this is a great year. We're just getting started. Holy shit. Excuse my language, but it's we're just getting started, Boom. Just getting started. And we're still between now and the end of the month, the beginning of next month, they're gonna release a list of more games coming to Game Pass. Yeah. Every month they do it. And then halfway through the month, they do it again. And wow. And we know that there's definitely gonna be some kind of roundtable of some kind in the next few months, or at least that's what they're planning on, as they get their ducks in a row, things lined up. And I mean, we have none of the benefits from the acquisition in Game Pass, but it's going to happen. We know it's coming, and most of it's probably going to come this year, or at least a steady cadence to get us through the year, to let everybody know who is the dominant name in gaming for the future. It's Xbox.
Yep.
It is Xbox. Power, indeed. Lock it down.
Yeah, no, I love it.
We get it, Dave. We get it.
Spartan 661, who's been a channel member for 6 months, says, in all seriousness, I think Xbox should switch up the release date for Call of Duty to around the time Sony releases one of their first parties or exclusive games. I think that's brilliant, but I think it's gonna stay where it always is in that November, because it they do that for money, right? Obviously, it's gonna be right before the holidays. Everyone's going to be asking for it for their, you know, whether it's Christmas, Kwanzaa, whether it's Hanukkah. So it's one of those yearly gifts that you give your significant other. I think it's fine. They have so many games out, dude. They have so many games on tap that they could logistically wait on an Avowed and say, okay, yeah, Sony's going to just announce they're releasing this. Yeah, you know what? We're going to release Avowed that day. And you'll see, and Avowed is going to be, I think Avowed is going to be, it's shaping up, at least in my opinion, and of course I could be incredibly wrong, I don't think I am, as one of those games that are going to be in the Game of the Year talk, for sure, at least in my opinion. Go watch it in 4K, and that's the game you're getting. It's brilliant, especially if you're watching it on an OLED. It just looks amazing. GSD, Getting Stuff Done, drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, regardless of what Blizzard is doing, one in the hand is worth two in a bush, indeed. And I think I agree. I think that, yes, Blizzard is working on a survival game, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be massive on PC. But getting this game to stay on this console, especially when you start hearing and start seeing, and again, they're going to go based on numbers. They're a numbers-based company. When we start to see in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month from now that they sold X amount of consoles in South Korea or in Japan that they've never sold at any one time in Xbox's platform history because of this game, there's going to be some phone calls made about, hey, listen, what do we got to pay to keep this exclusive? Because, listen, Sony does it on a regular basis. Just look at Final Fantasy VII. Microsoft needs to, you know, rip a page out of their book and do the same exact thing. He also, GSD, Getting Stuff Done, has become a new channel member. Brother, that is very kind of you. Thank you for the generosity. Fuzzy Belvedere, let's get into this. Already the gauntlet has been dropped, at least in my opinion. I think Xbox has set themselves up for success. I think that we are in line for a potential Activision Blizzard sit-down kind of a thing in the next, you know, what, month or two. You know, maybe in March we'll get that. And obviously, June is around the corner. It's not called E3. It's a summer game, whatever. But Microsoft is going to have a massive presence. They're going to have an incredible showcase to give us, you know, a behind the scene of what's happening with Fable and Perfect Dark and a few of the other things. Maybe a surprise, you know, shadow drop or a stealth drop, as it's known, of the Gears of War collection. You know, followed by a Gears of War 6 trailer to give us an update of what's happening with that game. I think that it's really the train, the locomotion has already started with Xbox. I think that Sony's still at the station. They're leaderless. They're directionless. They have no forecast for games outside of a few third-party deals. They're behind in cloud. They're behind on PC, bringing their games to PC. They seem to be in a bit of a free fall. I don't think that changes in 2024 for SIE or PlayStation for that matter. But I see nothing but big check marks happening for Xbox. It's already happened. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, for the most part, Xbox kicked off the year with you know, with their direct last Thursday. But you know, Pal World dropping into Game Pass has been, you know, above and beyond huge for them. And there's a couple other Game Pass, like third-party deals that they have that we don't know if what the exact dates are. I know Stalker 2 is going to be further in the year, like in September or so. But we still have Replaced. We still have Silksong that are kind of looming in the waiting type of deal. there's still been some rumors and talk about things like contraband. Also, so that might sneak in for the first quarter. I have my doubts at this point, but in the grand scheme of things, the amount of games that they have, and we kind of keep on forgetting, not only do they own Activision with Call of Duty, but they now own Blizzard with Diablo, and they're just yep. getting ready to do their third season three, as well as the expansion, which I think is next month, around the mid or late part of next month. So there's going to be stuff that will be from Xbox owned studios within that time frame. Although hopefully by that point, they'll get everything like you said, the sit down with Activision Blizzard and give us the cadence of what we can expect as far as those games making it into Game Pass. But for the remainder of the year, between Avowed and Hellblade and Aura and Indiana Jones, like those games are enough to satisfy for this year alone. Sure, the first one may not come until May, but I would say for the most part, that's a strong sign that they're now starting to get all of their studios up and going to the point where they can kind of situate what games are going to release this year, what games need a little bit more time to polish. It doesn't seem like we're going to have as many gaps, although I think they may have banked on Stalker 2 being this first quarter. But, you know, given their situation, having to be relocated outside of a war zone and stuff like that, you know, more power to them for it even being able to create or finish the game, let alone, you know, set the date for like September or so. But, man, Xbox has a strong, you know, roadmap in front of it just for this year. And when you look at like the following subsequent years and things like that, we still have Perfect Dark on the docket. We still have things like Forza Horizon 6 on the docket. We still have things like
Fable.
We still have Everwild. If Rare ever figures out what that game is, but we still have State of Decay 3, and there's a ton more other ones in between there. But then a few surprises like Blizzard with their survival game Odyssey, I think was its code name or something like that. And then we still have a lot of those project games like Project Shaolin, and then like
Wu-Tang. Hopefully we get an update this summer.
Yeah, but right now Xbox is in a great position as far as their first party. We know about some of the third party deals that they have throughout the year, and they're going to surprise us with a few things between now and the summer showcase. But on the PlayStation side of things, I at least still have my GT7, and I can, I guess, look forward to Rise of the Ronin. But outside of that, it's kind of like, eh. But for the most part, Xbox is definitely showing up this year. I have a gut feeling they will have at least two titles that will get the Game of the Year nod over at the Keighley's. I'm pretty sure there'll be other, you know, award ceremonies that will probably award a couple of more games, but and that's another thing. Flight Sim 2024, I think, is the one that we get first quarter. Yep. I think they have a thing with Asobo next month as far as like their monthly talk to the dev type of thing. So that will probably be the one that drops. So back to flying, and then now with updated things like rescuing people or putting out forest fires and things like that, I'm all for it. But Xbox is killing it this year, and be prepared for them to possibly get Publisher of the Year this year again. And as I don't know, I think we're going to get a surprise. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be Sega. I still get this gut feeling that we're going to see Square being added to the family. And just like what one of the people had posted with a super chat earlier, it's kind of weird how Oxeye got rolled into our studios in a post.
You know what? Was it you that said it, or was it Pong Soul that said that Aaron Greenberg, he is the guy, the marketing guy? I don't think he makes that kind of a mistake.
Yeah, Pong said that. And it's like, Aaron wouldn't make that mistake. If he let something slip a little early, so be it. But I think we'll find out more at the summer showcase. I think that's when some of that stuff gets announced, like Square and maybe the Final Fantasy 7 and 16 stuff. But yeah, it's just be prepared this year. And there's going to be other surprises mixed in there. Like this is one of those studios that Phil and with Power World, it's one of the studios that Phil and Sarah took numerous trips out to. There's, I think they said somewhere between 20 and 30 other studios that they did the same thing with. So we very much could see other surprises throughout the year, you know, coming day and date to Game Pass. So that I think will kind of fill out the first quarter or everything up to May. If Flight Sim isn't your bag, but man, this is going to be an awesome year. We thought 2023 was a bang up year. Yeah. I think they're going to say, hold our beer and watch how 2024 drops. So looking forward to it.
I love it. They're going to say, yeah, hold my beer and clean my boots while you're at it. Because you know something, shout out to who tweeted this. Apparently there is a senior artist at Naughty Dog by the name of Del Walker, at the Cartel Del. According to his bio, which I have in front of me, he has nearly 20,000 followers, and he's following just under 2,000 people. Apparently, he's big mad, folks, because he just wrote, "My gut is telling me Pal World was made nefariously. I just have no proof, just dev intuition." He goes on to say, "No acquisitions until proof, but there's some hidden I don't know if he even spelled the word correctly, shenanigans here. Watson, I can sense it." And he goes on to say something about, "My suspicion aren't about AI. I'm not even going to bother reading another ridiculousness. So yeah, even the Naughty Dog developers apparently are pretty mad at this game. Just ridiculous. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. You are a paraprofessional. I personally don't. I mean, listen, I'm a podcaster. I don't own any companies outside of Double Barrel Gaming with Mrs. Boom. I don't know if I'm out there on the socials saying that, representing Naughty Dog. I think that is kind of low class. You are a developer. You're supposed to champion on your fellow developers, not shit on them, which I think is gross. And hopefully someone at Naughty Dog pulls this guy's coattails, because if I'm not mistaken, you're just mad that your $70 rehash no one's talking about. And I'm sure you worked on it.
This is the second time. This is the second time this stuff happens. Didn't something like this happen with Elden Ring? When it won Game of the Year,
yeah,
some sort of dev was like, "Oh, no story, blah 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 blah, cry." It's like, come on, man, you got outshined. Deal with it.
Nobody How cares. Dare you? How dare you want to make your own story? How dare you?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I just, when I see that from developers talking about other developers, it leaves a real sour taste in my mouth, because you're supposed to know better. If you are an actual developer, and I read you his bio. His bio's right in front of me. You're touting yourself as being a part of Naughty Dog. I don't know if this is the right move, personally. But listen, I just wanted to make mention of it because someone had just DM'd me literally live on the air. Louis, let's talk about Xbox for a second. They seem to have lined up the cards where they're going to have another banner year. Obviously, they started 2023 with an incredible Developers Direct. We all hoped that would be the format moving forward. We're here in 2024. No talking heads, literally just games, and another surprise game on the back end. And we just learned today that is coming to Xbox Game Pass as well. That is a really big deal. But let's talk about what 2024 is going to look like after the week that they had. They had the game, the Developers Direct on Thursday. Power World comes out, takes the world by storm, and everyone and anyone is talking about Xbox.
Of course, going to talk about Xbox. They're going to talk a lot of negative stuff, and we on here, we're going to keep on talking the positive and how Xbox is going out there kicking butt and taking names. Because, hey, they're doing an awesome job. I mean, the Developers Direct was freaking fantastic. Hellblade at that price was also, I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Bucks, it's a good price. Yeah, $50.
Yeah, for a game of that caliber, because wow, just the visuals on that game is beautiful. And damn, for $50, that's good. Then, not only that, before the developers arrived, we also had the Stalker 2 announcement coming to September 5th, which is something that's big too. My God, this is going to be Xbox's greatest year. I mean, I don't doubt it. They're going to deliver such great stuff into Game Pass. They're going to keep us playing games. They're just, it's incredible. It's like, we had the discussion earlier, like, okay, what games are we going to buy this year? It's hard to go out there and buy games now with all these games coming to Game Pass. It's incredible. We're going to have such a great year. And like I said, this year, how it began, dang, Stalker 2, finally a date. We're finally getting a Stalker 2 coming out soon. That then Developers Direct, and now Power World. Ooh, my God. Power World, 5 million sales and getting up there on Steam. And it's just banging. It's everybody's just talking Xbox. And South Korea now bundling the game with the console. I just hope Xbox grabs that and does the same thing here in North America, here in Dominica. Everywhere they got to bundle that game with the Xbox so it can get people to jump on their console. They have to do that. And yeah, man, it's going to be one fantastic year. And I can't wait to hear what else is going to come out to Game Pass this year.
Yeah, hey, well, there's already been 40 titles announced.
40 titles. How many games came out last year on Game Pass? It was like 300 something, right?
It's quite a bit. Yeah, it was in the hundreds. Yeah. So yeah. I would imagine that this is just tip of the spear. And apologies, folks, that we didn't get to the Indiana Jones conversation. We'll probably move that to to tomorrow, because obviously we're already past the 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're closing in on 2 hours. Normally, this is a shorter show. Let me catch up on the last couple of super chats, folks, and we will get everyone out of here. We have J-Mac, a good friend of the program, fellow Graybeard, drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, from 2017 to the present, Game Pass has grown organically. Just want to give props to Blue Moon Group for coining the phrase organic growth. okay, Raka 23 drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, Microsoft is simply thinking past Sony. Xbox fans need to start doing the same. This is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business. Indeed it is. Well said. Let's get everyone out of here, folks. Big thank you to over 700 people here today. Thank you so much. If you're finding the channel for the first time and there were a lot of new names here, please consider hitting that sub button. Mrs. Boom and I are on the hunt for 15K is the next goal in 2024. And we can get there with your help. And of course, once again, a huge thank you to all of the super chats, as well as all of the donated membership subscriptions. That is incredibly kind of everybody. And it does allow for Mrs. Boom and I to do the big giveaways, and we do have one coming up, which we thought was going to be the first quarter of the year. It turns out it's going to be at the last quarter of the year, and of course, we're talking about the 15 copies of Stalker 2 that we're giving away, and we're buying those at full boat to the support the devs, where we're actually going to support them, because we're going to buy 15 copies at full price and give them away to you live on the air when we do our Stalker 2 release party. And again, all you gotta do is be in the chat to win, and the first 8 winners are going to be people that are channel members. The next 7 winners will be anyone that is in the chat. So thank you for allowing us to be able to do these big giveaways. But Gamzee, let's start with you, brother. Where could people check you out, what you got going on, and more importantly, where could people follow you on social media?
All right, so you can follow me on social media. You got a Twitter at GamsleyTKD. You got Instagram at Anthony_Capello450. I'm usually, my biggest following is Instagram, but that's all sports stuff. So if you like sports, go do that. Keep an eye on my Twitter feed. I would like to just announce really quick that I have a collab going for an Xbox podcast with Deadly Headley and my man Asa. So check out Game On Asa's channel for in the future for our next announcement video, and my feed for everything else, and his feed, of course, at Asa, Game On Asa, and at Deadly Headley. All right,
nice, brother. Good stuff, man. Good to see that you're working in the community. You were you were just on on Gaz's and Asa's show, right? Saturday.
Yeah, the past Saturday. Yeah, I was on their show. Yes.
Nice. Good stuff. Well, good to see that you're getting around. And obviously, thank you so much for joining us here today, Gamsley. Super appreciate that. Crispy no Bomb. Let's say your brand, brother. Where can people follow you on social media? What else you got going on, dude?
At Crispy Bomb on X. It's not Twitter anymore. Sorry, guys. Crispy Bomb 28. Yeah, no, it's done. We're done with that. It's been months, by the way. Chris Bomb 28 Xbox Live. You can find me on Double Bear Gaming. And of course, Breakfast of Boom, Friday, 10 a.m. That is it. I'm an exclusive.
Love it.
Deal with it. Bye. The membership.
Ew.
Brother, thank you so much, Chris. We super appreciate you being here. We're looking forward to this. Again, we don't know what's going to happen because this week, it's just only Monday. We have so much news. There's a lot more on the way for Double Barrel Gaming. You obviously have the Xbox Factor podcast tomorrow at noon. You got Primetime Gaming at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Thursday, X Vlog Live. I have a guest lined up. I don't remember actually who it is, to be honest with you, off the top of my head, but I will give you that information because listen, I'm old, folks. Sorry. And of course, Breakfast and Boom Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, let's Web Dave, sell your brand, brother. Talk about last night's show, where they can find that, subscribe, help you grow your YouTube channel. And more importantly, what else you got going on and where can people follow you on social media?
Well, on X, it's Web Dave. So at Web Dave.
Nice. Easy to remember.
Easy, right there on the screen, Web Dave. And I just put the link in the description. In the chat, and it's in the description already. So thank you, Boom, for that. Appreciate it. This last week's show is already, it's pretty much blown up. It's almost at 4,000 views, and it was with Colt Eastwood and Kay Asante and Retri and myself, and it was a lot of fun, really good. We break down the whole showcase and get views and opinions from everybody. Yes, I know it's not a showcase, but anyway, it's easier to say showcase than it is Xbox Developer Direct. Just saying. Yeah. So, it was great, a lot of fun, got some other things in the works. Going to be doing some interviews in a couple of weeks. Take a little more time off that. Hopefully, Gamsley, we're going to be able to get him scheduled in the next maybe 3 weeks or so. I got a few things that I have to take care of here personally can get back to interviewing again. But yeah, we'll get you on, buddy. I promise. And man, what a great community. And Lou, I'm really glad that you're back on now that you understand how time works. And no, I'm just kidding. What time zone are you in? I'm just
kidding. Oh, shit.
I'm Lou.
Shots fired, ladies and gentlemen.
And I mean that, no, man. Lou, it is really good to have you back on. And Fuzzy and Crispy. And Gamsley.
More importantly, Dave, he wasn't arrested on the way
he
here.
He was not arrested.
No.
Yeah, he made it all the way from jail without his pants.
Now, that's not to say that he wasn't in handcuffs earlier today. But you know, so he is a married man now, so you never know. Boom. Also, is you still? I think tentatively you're planning on being on our show as a guest in a couple of weeks yourself. Is that right? February 4th. I think that's sent me.
Crazy little
his calendar.
Wait, what?
You can't. There's no. But we'll stick with. I have it down February 4th. What you sent me, but if you can't, that's fine.
Wait, who?
We'll figure it out.
Man.
Fuzzy, let's get you out of here, brother. Please, you're on the hunt for 500 subscribers, and then obviously we're going to move on to 1,000. Please tell people where they can subscribe to your YouTube channel for the best place on anything and everything in the racing genre, and more importantly, where can people find you on social media?
Oh, just want to start off by thanking you for having me on. Always love being here with you guys. Always great when we have guests like Gamsley. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. And even if we don't agree on the lock it down, but it's the fact that we're down.
that world?
What the heck are you talking about?
Gotta buy them all.
Without the acquisition aspect of it, but man, yeah, it was awesome.
That's right. Correct yourself. All right.
Yeah, always awesome hearing your guys' thoughts. Love being on here with you guys. Thanks to everybody in the chat. Love interacting with you guys. Don't forget, hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to hear my thoughts or rambling rants on anything gaming related, just follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days at Fuzzy_Belvedere. Twitter. And you can also find me on YouTube. Just do a search for Fuzzy Belvedere altogether, especially if you're into racing games like Forza Motorsport or Horizon or even GT7 for that matter. But thanks again, everybody. And look forward to seeing you guys on Breakfast with Boom. 10 a.m. on Friday morning. See you then.
Yeah, appreciate that very much, Brother Fuzzy. We'll look forward to it. Again, there should be more to cover. There's supposed to be some big news dropping this week. We'll see. Last but not least, Crazy Loot Gaming, brother. It's great to have you back. Honestly, I know you were super busy. Had some stuff going on in the background, but it's really fantastic to have you back here. By all means, sell your brand, brother. Tell everyone about the Xbox International Podcast, where they can check that out each and every week. And more importantly, the Espanol version for everyone that is only Spanish speaking. Love the fact that you guys are doing that. Talk about it.
Oh, man, Mr. Vucek, I'm happy to be back. And guys, thank you all. As always, you guys are always awesome in chat. You guys always kept it rocking and rolling. Where can you find the crazy one at X? You can find him at Crazy Louie Gaming. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. ET on the Xbox International Podcast with Sablo, the Big Poom, and Sun Cypher. And sometimes on Friday, sometimes, Xbox International Podcast en Español at 7 p.m. ET for all you people who speak in Spanish. That's where you can find the crazy one.
Love it. Well, listen, I can't wait for you to start doing the videos again. I love the shower singing situations that you've been doing. Hopefully you got a new chair so you don't fall back and nearly kill yourself live on the air.
Lord. That don't video has gone through everywhere, hasn't it?
Of course it has. Of course.
Oh, it's yes.
That's hilarious. Hey,
Crazy, can you just stand up for a second?
Oh, okay. No.
He has pants. I'm telling you, he has pants.
Get on your 3D glasses.
I do not want to see that.
I got pants.
Just checking,
ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for being a part of this show. Again, this is all last. We have a lot of fun. Of course, I'm going to close out today's show with something that's incredibly important to me. Hopefully, one day, folks, will be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught us when we were kids. And he would say, "Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, son. I can guarantee you're going to have an awesome day." So take care, everyone, and we'll see you next week on the newest episode of the Xbox Lunch Break Special.